your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Tonight on Fox, it's a double dose of fun.
Look at this. This is crazy.
First, step into the lives of celebrities as they dish on their favorite shows.
Oh, what?
I love him.
An all-new celebrity watch party. Then, as sparks fly between Christy and some of the 15 wannabe dads, the competition heats up with a game of sabotage.
There's a snitch in the house.
Oh.
Labor of Love, an all-new night. Tonight, only on Fox.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Today is May 28th, National Hamburger Day. Help spread the word about the little-known hamburger. With hard work and determination, these underdogs of the sandwich world will become so popular that one day there will be billions and billions served. Call me a dreamer. Happy National Hamburger Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump targeting social media in an executive order just 2 days after Twitter added a fact-check label to one of his tweets claiming mail-in ballots are rife with fraud.
What they choose to fact-check and what they choose to ignore or even promote is nothing more than a political activism group or political activism.
The move is designed to open social media platforms to possible liability for content on their sites. 2.1 million more Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week.
Though about 40 million people filed for benefits in recent weeks, approximately 21 million are continuing to receive benefits. It's an indication some people are returning to work.
Fox's Jenny Casola. The VA is ending trials of hydroxychloroquine for coronavirus patients. Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie citing new studies showing health concerns linked to the use of the malaria drug. America is listening to Fox News.
It's happy hour. We ignore the news and play the hits.
And number one.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the goal. You know the thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Biden Joel to the old folks' home, cause his mind don't even work no more. Gonna take Biden Joel to the old folks' home, cause his mine don't even work no more.
Corn popping Cadillacs, Lady Gaga's got my back. I can't remember Jack, cause my brain is melted wax. We hold these truths to be self-evident, you'll see. All men and women are created, you know the thing. Can't even remember nothing. I don't even know why I'm running. I can't even remember nothing.
Was a bad dude.
If there's no teleprompter, I begin to stutter. Blonde leg hairs in the water. Can I sniff your daughter? Challenge you to push-ups. Tell the working man to shut up. Socialists are fed up. Bernie, you've been set up. Can't even remember nothing. I don't even know why I'm running. I can't even remember nothing.
Yeah. Take Banjo to the old folks' home, cause his mind don't even work no more. Gonna take Banjo to the old folks' home, cause his mind don't even work no more.
That's a stupid way to say it.
You know, Donald Trump was really asked us.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, probably best I don't.
Yeah, probably.
All right, Rosie. I sent Rosie my draft of my June magazine column.
That's great.
You finished?
Yeah.
It's not too self-indulgent?
No. It's a walk down memory lane.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did it make sense?
Yeah. It did.
She was taking an awful long time.
Well,
I felt like I was had sent her Moby Dick.
It's because the size of the print was so large that I can't read all the words that they went off the screen.
Oh, it was one of those. Well, yeah, I pasted it into an email. I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, so I was...
You had me worried there for a minute.
No, that's what the problem was.
How about that? We need to address something quickly. Our friends, the Cronins in North Carolina.
Yes.
She's curious about all the Karen pointing. What's it about?
Yeah.
This whole phenomenon, I guess it started with some woman named Karen who was out there with the, one of the masked Nazis or something, lecturing somebody in public. And it's kind of become a name that represents all the people who behave that way.
Hmm.
They're
complainers,
called the Karens.
Whiners.
That's terribly unfair.
Yeah.
First I've heard of it.
Well, I did a little search on the Google.
On the Googles? Yeah.
Yeah. Who was the original Karen? But as well, much as often used as that term is, I'm not finding anything that gives me who the originating Karen was. And, you know, I don't use the term much, but it has become sort of a nickname for the people who are out there telling us how to run our lives. So we'll be talking to Jacqueline in just a moment.
Okay.
Let's see if there's any update on baseball. Because that
baseball.
Was the whole column was kind of inspired by the fact it's going to be June on Monday, and we still don't know if there's going to be a season. And I'm getting pissed, and I listened to a couple of... Well, here's... It's sure as hell not this Karen. Yeah. That would be Karen J. who listens to the show. No, I know that. Karen to me is also like the name Janet. All my experiences with women with that name have been very good.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like my secret bitch list, just send me an email. I'm not going to mention that on the air because there are other names.
Not so good.
Not so good.
Yeah, same with me.
And, of course, as we always know, it's their fault.
I'm going to have to get rid of that thing.
I'd pull it out, except I don't know where they hit it.
I know.
509. There are folks, I mentioned earlier, yeah, everybody is watching their money, and everybody kind of wants more time to pass, things to become more normal, and so forth. But one way you can buy time, if you are, in fact, in a crunch because you lost some time at work or part of a shutdown, is to refi your home. And the guy to do that for you is Morris Capuano. Do you know anybody that's better fit temperamentally?
It's like he was born to do this. This is everything he thinks about from the minute he wakes up is to do this.
I mean, literally, he is like an unwatered plant if he doesn't have a situation to work. So whether you're looking to buy or refinance your current home, maybe see what the value is, what you can take out, make some home improvements and things like that. But when you begin the refi process, you also put the brakes on any foreclosure type actions and so forth. Okay. So if you need to buy a little time, it's certainly worth it. And interest rates are so incredibly low. Unless you got your mortgage yesterday, you probably don't have the lowest rate that's out there. So call them at 409-9300 and give them a chance to work with you and buy you some time and some peace of mind with a refi. He works with Renaissance Bank. They have many programs for new and first-time homebuyers. Get a pre-approval through Morris, and then you go out and shop the market, and you've got leverage because you already know you're going to get a mortgage. He can do that as well. 409-9300. That's Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 409-622. Local news, Jacqueline standing by.
LSSQ with Alabama News Network. The Lee County Coroner has confirmed that 18-year-old Jamari Smith, a Lee High School basketball star, drowned yesterday in Auburn. Auburn police say they responded to a call of a person drowning at Chautauqua State Park. Authorities say Smith was swimming at the lake with his friends when he grew tired and went underwater. Smith was rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. The SOS Save Ourselves Movement for Justice and Democracy held a rally at the state capitol. Body bags were placed on the steps of the Capitol. They symbolized all the lives lost due to COVID-19, especially those black lives and those additional deaths due to state leaders' failure to take action to expand Medicaid in Alabama. Today was a special day for fifth graders. Flowers Elementary School in Montgomery had a drive-through graduation parade. Montgomery police, parents, and students paraded through the pickup line with balloons and honking horns to pick up certificates and take pictures. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of thunderstorms continues well into the evening hours tonight before ending in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 67. Tomorrow, look for another very typical summer day, only it's still May. A sun and cloud mix, high temperature in the upper 80s. A generous supply of showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around again, especially tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. Over the weekend on Saturday, I can't rule out an isolated thunderstorm somewhere in the area Saturday afternoon. Otherwise, much of this weekend should be dry and warm with highs in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Disney shutting down their parks, the whole thing is a mess. C-R-O-O-N-A-V-R-I-U-S. It is such a small world and that's why the virus spreads. C-R-O-O-N-A-V-R-I-U-S. Don't go out.
COVID-19!
Don't go out.
COVID-19!
We do not want our customers to die.
Die, die, die!
Closing down the Jungle Cruise and Hall of Presidents.
C-R-O-O-N-A-V-R-I-U-S.
So I guess it's June 19th. The Disney parks are reopening. All you need is a mask. I don't know if they're going to take your temperature. Joining us now from the happy sunshine state of Florida is Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Hey.
Hello.
I'm hearing a little fatigue in your voice. Did you have a day today?
Oh, my goodness. Have I had a day?
Tell us.
So I had two virtual hearings.
Wow.
And three consultations, and then I've had some consultations earlier in the week that have retained today, and I'm one of those, like, I like to go ahead and get on it as soon as they retain, so I've had to do, like, notice of appearances and answers. Y'all, this mom's worn out today.
I took a picture of a story that came across my desk this morning. Let me share it with the listeners. I saved it just for you. It's possible the best way to have a good relationship with your in-laws is to live apart, far apart. But this messes it up. A woman in the UK recently posted about her situation on a parenting forum called Mumsnet. Mumsnet, isn't that British?
Yes, it is.
She says her husband's parents just bought the house next door.
Uh-oh.
And she's worried that she can't handle having her, quote, judgmental, end quote, in-laws right there and even thinking about a divorce.
Wow.
Have you ever come across a situation where it was a little bit too close for comfort?
No, but I'll tell you, if that was my situation, I'd be right there with that homegirl. I'd be like, yep, I feel you. That's a little too close for comfort. And I feel like I respect her decision to dissolve her marriage at that point, because that's a lot.
Especially if the in-laws are, as she describes them, judgmental. It's, you know, it's funny, and everybody loves Raymond because his parents are right across the street, and they're constantly, when they're not invading, they're driving their car through the front wall of the house.
You're supposed to leave and cleave, right, Jacqueline?
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, like, and anybody out there that's listening that knows me is probably cringing right now at what I might say, because they know they know how I feel. But yeah, I think that you need to have a healthy distance between your in-laws, your own parents, okay, so it goes both ways, and your marriage. It's not healthy. I would either tell my husband, like, so sorry, like, we need to put our house on the market and move because this isn't happening, or if it's unconscionable, then absolutely, like, get out of that, because you're just asking for years and years of misery.
Is this caller somebody that wants to speak to Jacqueline?
No. Wanted to give you a story about Morris Capuano.
Oh. So would you pick up the phone and tell her put her on
I told her in a couple of minutes? A few minutes.
Okay, good.
No stress. So how are things up in the Gump?
Gumpy.
Yeah, Gumpdemonium.
Anything exciting? Anything new going on?
Terry?
No.
No.
Nothing whatsoever.
No. We went to Bob Powers last night.
How was it? Did you guys eat inside, like civilized human beings?
Yes, we did. We used silverware and everything.
Yeah.
And stop
it. Sat at the round
real
table.
Silverware or plastic silverware?
No, actual washed silverware.
Okay, I'm getting a little jealous here because I haven't had actual silverware out and about.
And we had a couple of new people join us last night. It's so great to have that normalcy. And that's kind of the gist in that magazine column about how we've lost all our focal points with all the sports being shut down and everything else, things that are part of the rhythm of our lives on a year-in and year-out basis, taken away. So I wrote a note. Go ahead.
Even the change of the seasons is off. Did you guys see that it's, like, snowing in parts of Colorado?
Yes.
It's June almost. Like, what's going on here? I thought we had global warming. Like, what?
It's, no, that's climate change now. We changed the global warming. You know how it is. They just come up with a new word.
Cover themselves.
And rebrand their bullcrap. That's all that is.
I thought we were getting hotter, not colder. Right. But, I mean, little do I know. I just know it's snowing in Colorado. Like, I don't know what's causing it, but it's weird.
Well, having lived in Chicago, I know that there was a snow flurry one year on June 2nd. And I know there was a big snowfall on about the 4th of May in 1976. That year, 76, with that big snowfall in May, that summer we had 24 days over 100 degrees with no rain.
That makes sense.
And in the summer of 92, when I was working up there, we only had 2 days the whole summer that broke 90.
That's crazy.
Much less 100. So it's all a natural pattern of, you know, look, if we didn't have climate change, we would be under 75 feet of ice right here in Montgomery.
True.
It's a natural thing. They just want to weaponize it and scare people. And after watching some of the behavior with the virus, it's easy to see why it works.
Well, it's easy to do now. We've done it once. We can do it again.
Yep.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Over something much more serious. I mean, can you imagine if this was something like Ebola? Remember when we had Ebola?
Yes,
and, like,
I do.
It was, like, a real thing, and nobody panicked like this, and, like, people really got it, but we were able to contain it much, much differently, but there wasn't mass hysteria.
Right, and that's why, I don't know if you saw the story, but the governor of Michigan, that crazy woman.
Yeah, She's a lunatic.
Wants him, wants Trump to authorize the National Guard staying in place so she can keep Michigan shut down till July 12th. And they've already had mass demonstrations and things in the Capitol. She's the same woman whose husband wanted to take their boat out and cut in line. Does it make any difference if I'm married to the governor of Michigan? That was probably the worst thing he could have said, even if he meant it in jest, because they despise her there now, and she's just doubling down.
I don't see her getting reelected.
I don't know if they have a recall mechanism there. I find it hard to think that she's going to remain in office.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Department now for updates on the...
Updates on the
pending new arrivals, yes. Now, Dana's twins are soon, right?
Yeah, they are next week.
Next week?
Wow.
Oh, how do we arrange coverage on that?
I'll probably have to give you a... Well, to be quite honest with you, I will probably give you a call during the morning show.
That's fine.
Because without giving out too many details, it's going to be a morning delivery, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll call next week and give you guys the everything is wonderful, everybody's okay, heads up in the morning show. And then by the afternoon, I will have pictures to share, and I will text those to you guys.
Aww.
But yeah, next Wednesday, actually.
Jacqueline's been giving us updates on the pregnancies by comparing the size of the babies to... Yeah, I think Dana has two candelabras.
No. Two butternut squash.
Oh, I'm sorry. I get those two mixed up.
Two butternut squash. And yes. So Jared and I took the baby to a kind of a you-pick-em, Sweet Creek-esque farmer's marketplace up here in Palm Beach County. For those people not familiar with South Florida, it's above Broward. And they had spaghetti squash out there. So I picked two of them up, obviously, you know, like you would.
Sure.
And I held them up and I was like, out loud, I was like, I cannot imagine this.
Yeah.
And Jared was like, no, I can't. And so, you know what? I told her today, she is a trooper. She's at the finish line is in sight.
Yeah.
A couple of more days, and those beautiful babies are going to be here for me to just pinch their little cheek.
Yay.
I just can't wait.
That is so amazing.
Yeah, I got a little nervous today because today she and I had to have the talk about, okay, I'm officially on maternity leave. Like, I'm leaving this in your hands, you know? And I was just like, man, like, this seems like a lot. But you know what? We're going to be fine. We've got it under control. We've already done this once when I went out on maternity leave with Steven.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a wonderful help with Amy. Anybody who's dealt with our office knows Amy is great. So we're gonna rock it. We're going to rock this.
Wrap up with an audio clip. And this is a dad's wild reaction after his wife reveals they're having triplets.
You ready to see?
Yeah, all right. You want to look at the pictures of your little brother and sister?
Yeah.
Right. Here we go. Baby A? Are you kidding me?
Just wait.
No. Baby B? No. Triplets?
Yeah.
Triplets?
Here's all three of them.
No. 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 Oh, my God. Oh, Ryan, you have three babies.
Yep. That's great.
The actual original video included language we could not play on the air.
I'll be real honest with you. That would not be my reaction. You should have seen my reaction with one.
Oh, yeah.
So that, I can tell you right now, that would have gone there would be nothing playable on the air. Like, it would have gone completely different.
I've never heard you use those kind of words, so I wouldn't.
You would
know.
Then. You would then, I'm telling you now. It's the first time for everything, Greg.
You can tell that this is a family-oriented woman, and she and Dana, which you'll be impressed with, they're great to chat with, but when you need them, when you need an advocate, you watch. The persona change, the ready answers they have available, the support you'll receive if you're going through or contemplating a divorce, have at least the consultation at 819-4810, 819-4810. The web address is divorceformenalabama.com. They can also help you with matters of family law. And if you got a tight financial squeeze going on, they can direct you to Amy Hampton, who handles those kinds of issues. And I strongly urge you to do that. If you're looking at a bleak situation, don't go through it alone. Get help. Amy is there for that reason. 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
May we bug you tomorrow?
You may.
You and your little navel orange.
I know. It's in there, man. She's rearing up, too. You guys are going to be shocked next time you see me. You're going to be like, what is that?
That's Lola.
Lola.
Yeah.
Lola's in there. L-O-L-A.
You take care, Jacqueline.
Bye, guys.
Talk to you tomorrow.
L-O-L-A.
And here is Dumb Blonde.
That would be me.
No such thing. No such thing as a dumb blonde.
I resemble that remark.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was calling to give you a quick little kudos to Morris Capilano, Mo, as we like to call him now. You want me to just tell my quick little story?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Well, I was trying to find someone. We were in the market, you know, put our house on the market. I was looking for, a mortgage lender. I heard Mo on your station, and I thought, what the heck? I'll give him a call. From the moment I called him until the moment we closed, 5+ is all I could give him on his rating. You know, it was 1 to 5, 5 being the best. He is knowledgeable. He's proactive. He called my husband just randomly in the middle of the day. My husband was going into Marvin's, it's something, and my husband grabbed the phone. Mo's like, the interest rate is 2.75. Do you want to lock in now? My husband's like, push the button. Yes, yes, yes. By the time they hung up the phone, the rate had jumped back up. But had Morris not been, and I'm not saying everybody's going to get that rate. I don't mean to indicate that. But the point is, he is watching all the time. He is looking out for, you know, the client's best interest. And we just had a phenomenal experience, and I just wanted you and everybody to know that.
We're very grateful that you took the time to share it. And I did say earlier, before the top of the hour, actually, that he's so temperamentally suited to take people through the process. He lives and breathes this. So you would say that's accurate. Well, congratulations. Yeah. Thank you for the good words on his behalf. And
call back again.
I get him on Sweet Creek, and I'm a first-time caller. So.
Awesome. That's so cool. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah.
Do it again.
I listen to him all the time.
Do it again.
Yeah. Right?
Very nice.
For sure.
Take care.
Wow.
I honestly think that's a misnomer. There's nothing dumb about her.
No.
She didn't sound dumb to me.
On the other hand, there's always me.
I was the dumb blonde because I said, and what was your name again? She said dumb blonde, and I said, oh, yeah, I should remember that.
You know, I remember the night at Baumhauer's when young Jason approached the guy about Morris Capilano. Mm-hmm. And it's like it made his day the whole night. He was bouncing questions off Jason, and I think they finally got something wrapped up, which is cool.
That's neat. And he's actually developed some clients out of those Wednesday night gatherings.
Yeah, sure he has.
We are back at Baumhauer's on Wednesday night. We hope you'll come and join us. And in the meantime, the full menu is now available for pickup. They've really gotten that down to a fine science now.
Good.
With the at online at baumhauers.com. When you want dinner, pick it out. Pick the time you want to pick it up, and they'll have it ready for you. And it's so great just to be back in. You know, one of the things that really bothered me, Terry, was the first week they were open and we could go back, it felt weird to go inside a place I've been in 100+ times. And I thought, that just should not be. We cannot allow that to happen again.
You start losing familiarity from places. That's bad.
Yeah. Would you let Chanster know that we will have to take his call after this break? He always does that to us. Chad's always the guy that calls just before we're going to a break. And I hate to make people wait, but I'm up against it here at 5:31.
Yep. Play by the rules.
Oh, and a reminder, baumhauers.com. Get all their sauces. They also have... the Baumhauer grocery for chicken tenders, things that they cook there, you can also now buy as fresh food and take home. And that includes craft beers and wines, all at Baumhauer's.com. 531.
Well, good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic, light to moderate traffic all over the city. Now we're doing pretty good out there. We've got a little congestion on the Boulevard, East Boulevard, I-85 to Vaughan Road, East South Boulevard, Troy Highway intersection, back past Baptist. Fairview Avenue still very busy this afternoon. And we've got a lot of action on the 31s outbound. We've got real congestion East Chase entrance at I-85. Use caution wherever you are. I-65 and 85 looking good. Good rolling at the speed limit, light to moderate traffic through downtown, and no accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm tired of the insurance companies telling me where I'm supposed to get my prescriptions filled. They don't know anything about me.
I know. We got a letter in the mail from the insurance company saying because of the coronavirus threat, they want me to use a mail-order pharmacy. A mail-order pharmacy? Maybe it's their preferred pharmacy, not mine.
Adams Drugs has been taking care of us for many years, so I'm not going to change now. They have continued to be accessible for me during these uncertain times with a virus threat. They're very dependable, too. I've used mail order in the past, and it is so unreliable.
Mail order is just so impersonal, too. I cannot get the trusted service and support like Adams Drugs gives me day in and day out. Adams will deliver my prescriptions to my house and will even bring them to me curbside if I need them to.
Don't let the insurance companies dictate where you get your prescriptions filled. Depend on Adams Drugs, a trusted local pharmacy for your prescription and healthcare needs. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the locations nearest you. Adams Drugs, our family serving your family since 1962.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Light at the end of the tunnel as things start opening back up.
Amen, brother. Things are opening back up, and we're open at Tucker Pecan. We are ready to sell candies, nuts, and all kinds of great gift items. We still have the great gift items and still have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Since all this has been going on, we've been sitting back waiting, but now that we're open, we're ready to see our customers again. And I want to thank all of our customers because during this time, people have been calling, ordering, doing curbside, shipping gifts. I mean, we've shipped gifts for people that I've never met before, some old friends out of state. You know, everybody's worked together to make it through this, and we're going to work harder in 2020 to make sure that our customers know how much we appreciate them, because every day you're what makes Tucker Pecan what it is today.
Tell them where you are located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Text us to receive up to 5 marketing texts sent via automated technology to your number. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Membership automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Hi, you ever heard of Beachbody On Demand? Hold on a second. Here is your free membership. I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I just sent a free membership to another customer. And I'm giving away 10,000 free memberships a week to anyone who texts me right now to try our new Beachbody On Demand fitness and nutrition app. Just text the word JOIN to 303030 to get instant access to all $8,000 of our best-selling fitness programs, like 21 Day Fix, Insanity, P90X, T25, and PIO. These programs really work, and this is your one chance to try them for free. Just text the word JOIN to 303030. That's J-O-I-N to 303030 right now, and I'll send you your own free membership.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of thunderstorms continues well into the evening hours tonight before ending in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 67. Tomorrow, look for another very typical summer day, only it's still May. A sun and cloud mix, high temperature in the upper 80s. A generous supply of showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around again, especially tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. Over the weekend on Saturday, I can't rule out an isolated thunderstorm somewhere in the area Saturday afternoon. Otherwise, much of this weekend should be dry and warm with highs in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's a tweet out just released by the White House of the president making remarks, but that's all I know about it, so let's see what he had to say.
Currently, social media giants like Twitter receive an unprecedented liability shield based on the theory that they're a neutral platform, which they're not. Not an editor with a viewpoint. My executive order calls for new regulations under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act to make it that social media companies that engage in censoring or any political conduct will not be able to keep their liability shield. That's a big deal. They have a shield. They can do what they want. They have a shield. They're not going to have that shield. My executive order further instructs the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, to prohibit social media companies from engaging in any deceptive acts or practices affecting commerce. This authority resides in Section 5 of the Federal Trade Commission Act. I think you know it pretty well. Most of you know it very well. I would think you know it quite well, right? Additionally, I'm directing the Attorney General to work cooperatively with the states. He's going to be working very much and very closely in cooperation with the states to enforce their own laws against such deceptive business practices. The states have broad and powerful authority to regulate in this arena, and they'll be doing it also, and we encourage them to do it if they see exactly as we've been seeing. It's what they're doing is tantamount to monopoly, you can say. It's tantamount to taking over the airwaves. Can't let it happen. Otherwise, we're not going to have a democracy. We're not going to have anything to do with a republic. Finally, I'm directing my administration to develop policies and procedures to ensure taxpayer dollars are not going in any social media company that repress free speech.
Wow.
Currently.
There you go.
Love it. I love it.
So why is his approval declining?
I don't know.
I think part of the plot, and we know it's a plot.
It is. It's a conspiracy.
And it goes well beyond Russia, and all that. Part of the plot is, I think, to wear even his most staunch supporters down to the point where I can't go through four more years of this grief. Better to have somebody in there the media will leave alone. Like,
I never thought about
there
that.
There isn't anybody like that.
Of course. And God help us if that actually becomes the case.
That's an excellent point.
5:39, I want to welcome Don Duncan to our Saturday morning sponsor list. Thank you very much, Don. We really appreciate the support. And, of course, Don Duncan is there to help facilitate all your automotive needs, whether you need new tires or just an oil change. Get the works at any of Don's three locations, downtown at 408 Madison, in Prattville and Millbrook, serving that whole area from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Just order it up. The best service on the planet at Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire, including wholesale prices on all major name brand tires. He is back. That would be the Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
He's not available. This is George Soros. How did you like my party in Minneapolis last night?
Yeah, how about that? Yeah.
Yes, I also put on another party in Los Angeles on the interstate. I thought you saw that one too, didn't you?
Yeah. So, I wasn't invited, but I did see him, yes.
Did you notice that it looked mysteriously like he paid for Black Lives Matter and Antifa group in both, including, and these aren't just black, these are white, too.
Oh, yeah, I know. I saw in Minneapolis.
It's Rent-A-Mob. It's the Rent-A-Mob.
Yep. Yeah, it is. Of course it is.
His greater society deal is paid for all this stuff. You can't, I'm sorry, but it's the same crowd every time. I remember when I was a young a young buck, and I was interning on Capitol Hill. And every weekend it was a protest, you know. And I noticed, you know what? I see the same people on these same protests with just different signs.
They're professionals.
Yeah. Then I figured out, oh, my God, it's a rent-a-mob, you know. That's, and there were all the unions and all this, the same crowd over and over and over again. So, you know.
Well, Chad, isn't there something that he can be charged with, Soros?
I don't know yet. Okay. I'll tell you one thing. That cop, I don't know what was going on in his mind, but that guy has a black heart, you know, to put his knee on that guy's neck for 10 minutes.
Nobody's trying to – here's the thing. In the past, and there have been doubts, and Darren Wilson comes to mind and others, where the media tried and convicted him, and then when the facts came out, well, they just didn't really spend a whole lot of time reporting that. Because the burning had already been done. And when you have the moron mayor of Baltimore telling, give them room to destroy.
Right, right. It's
crazy.
But in this case, though, the guy might have been crazy before they cuffed him and everything. That's fine. But he was cuffed. And he was on the ground with four cops around him for 10 minutes with a guy's knee on his neck, you know, and he killed him. And so I don't see any excuse here. And I'm sorry, there are just bad cops, and I've grown up in a family of law enforcement, prosecutors, cops, FBI people, you know. So, you know, and apparently now, you know, this guy has the cop who had the knee on the guy's neck has that bad record. I mean, you know, he has like 10 complaints against him, you know. So we'll see how that all comes out. But I don't understand why the community decides to riot every time something like this happens.
Well, I mean,
all they do, Greg, I just want to say this real quick. When you do that, you feed the racism that people may have.
Bingo. Bingo. That's
you
it.
You feed it. You've given them the excuse. You're because they're just going to look at you and say, see? See?
Bingo.
You know, and that's not who the community is. I mean, I have, you know, black lawyers I work with, people I work with, people that work in my household, they're sickened by this. Both sides of it. You
Years
know?
Ago, Richard Pryor, in a stand-up act, brought it all out in the open because he said, I don't understand why black people show their anger by burning their own homes down.
Yeah.
And their businesses.
I think that's true. You know, I'm sad to see it because it's a small minority of the crowd, you know. But it just happens on a regular basis. And it's sad because we should be talking about, you know, the poor guy who got killed by the cops. That should be the focus of this thing, not the fact that they burned down, you know, $10 million worth of real estate. And then another man was killed, too, who was looting, right? So now we have two deaths.
Jeez.
You know, one guy who was shot trying to loot a pawn store, and the owner shot him.
Yeah.
You know, can you blame him?
Well, the sad truth is, Chad, that the only way we can take our government back is for the people to unite and get our of by and for the people government back.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
They do not want us to unite.
No.
Yeah, I think that's right. And when we're the more dependent you become on government, the more locked into poverty you are.
Bingo.
And in the community, in the minority community, there is real hopelessness, and it's real. It's not fake.
You're right.
They have a reason to be hopeless.
It's
right?
By design. That's the tragedy.
That's right? It.
And it's not black people that put them in that spot. It's liberal white people. They are the devil when it comes blocking paths to opportunity to break that cycle. But that's what LBJ had in mind, and he was right. It's worked out for
the
benefit.
Biden's comment the other day that Charlemagne the God is exactly illustrative of that mindset.
Yes.
That you must vote for us and stay on the plantation. Otherwise, you're not going to get...
Yeah, if you don't vote for Biden, you ain't black. Well, a lot of black folks have stepped up and said, you don't speak for me.
Right, well, and I'm glad to see that. I think the younger generation is seeing that. They've got to get free to these people.
Yep.
They've got to get free to this government dependency. We've got to help them. We've got to give them job training. We've got to, you know, give them education, all those things. And we need to teach people that there's dignity in work and dignity in learning ourselves.
Yep,
you know?
Yep. You're right.
So, anyway, that's my rant.
Appreciate the call.
It's a good rant.
All right, guys. Take care.
It was. Excellent. Here's a picture. I don't know if I can get this onto Facebook or not.
Are you kidding me?
This is in Paris. And
the French, go figure.
Restaurants are reopening, and people are sitting under what look like giant plastic lampshades so they can eat and look at each other at the same table without spreading the coronavirus.
I wonder how long before they have us in spacesuits.
I got news for you. I'm done. I am done.
No, I don't wear a mask, so I don't care. I'm not about to do any of that.
I got my hair cut last Saturday, and if Deborah says that they need a mask because that's how they're allowed to reopen, I find that that's one of the most sanitary places you'll ever go.
Mm-hmm.
Their tools, their equipment are always cleaned, combs, brushes, everything else.
Cleaning that stuff, yeah.
But so I did that, and then I had to stop at Costco for something, and I had to wear one there. Everybody has to wear a mask in there.
Yeah.
But I used the same mask I wore at Deborah's place, so was I any freer of germ?
Or did you actually bring more germs in? Don't know.
We'll never know.
We will never know, Greg.
Now, I also know that today is the 28th. That means Friday and Saturday end the month. So we're down to the last couple of days at Adams Motorsports. So I'm going to give you the floor, Mr. Adams.
Thank you.
Oh, much beloved and glorious.
Thank you.
Prime Minister of Playtime, to tell us what you got going as we close out May.
We have had a phenomenal month. It's been a great month. People, I guess, have finally decided, you know, I don't like this. I don't like being told what I can and can't do. And if I want to get out and go ride in the country, I'm going to go ride in the country. We have sold a ton of side-by-sides, motorcycles, jet skis, everything. We're blowing and going right now, and I'm loving it, but we always want to sell more. We have some really good people who have traded stuff in, so I've got a pretty good used selection, which you can see on our website, adamsmotorsports.com. And we've got big rebates right now on Polaris, Kawasaki, Suzuki. Everybody has really stepped up. And believe me, it's a wonderful thing because you get to be the benefactor because you get, even if your credit's not perfect, we can still get you financed. We can get you on whatever you want. And man, we got a big selection right now. It just warms the cockles of my heart to see more and more people getting on motorcycles because motorcycles, to me, is the ultimate expression of freedom. Going down the same road you've been down in a car 1,000 times, you do it on a bike, it's just different. It's visual overload. It's incredible. It's therapy, folks. It really is. But we got everything on sale right now, Greg. And I tell you, we were up at the lake on the pontoon boat this past weekend, and it was jet ski city on Lake Jordan. It's jet skis are awesome. You never have to work on them. You put gas in them and you ride them. It's awesome. Okay. So we got those guys on sale, too.
It's all waiting for you at Adams Motorsports, and Terry has numbers he likes to hit every
Please,
month.
Please, yes.
So as he has said to me on many occasions, come in and make an unreasonable offer, and we'll work from there.
Well, we'd live for unreasonable offers.
You'll find Adams Motorsports at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle. And you can start your credit app, see all the inventory, mm-hmm. specials, rebates, and more at adamsmotorsports.com.
That's us.
Open right now. Let's Absolutely. Say good afternoon to Connie.
Hi. Thanks, I was just going to say, you know, I know you remember Obama saying about certain jobs, well, they're gone. This is the new normal.
Yep.
Well, now we've got this, and they're saying new normal. Every TV ad, new normal, they're not going to let us go back.
You're absolutely right.
And it's going to be a long, hot summer because I'm telling you, they are going to pull out all the stops this summer to try to defeat Trump. And I'm telling you, if he actually winds up winning, in spite of all they do, it's not going to get better, and they may even kill him. If they can't defeat him, they'll kill him. I'm sorry. The psychopaths, they're not going to give up.
You're right.
I have said it many times. I don't think any president has been in greater danger through his term of office
Absolutely.
Than Donald Trump. And the greatest threat to him is from people that work for him,
mm-hmm.
technically, yep. in the bureaucracy.
And these people are not going to give up. And unless enough people in this country wake up and stop
exactly.
being sheeples and idiots, you know, we don't have a chance. So if enough people Amen. Wake up, maybe we can fight it. But they're not going to give up, and it's going to be a long summer.
Amen. You know, I go back to what Newt Gingrich said. Is that Donald Trump had not been initiated. He never explained what he meant, but that's what he said about Donald Trump.
I read that today about Rick Grenell, the outgoing DNI guy who's done an amazing job of unveiling documents that are very incriminating for that whole cabal of coup plotters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he spoke. I saw his quotes in an interview that he was deeply resented because he didn't grow up in the system like they did. They're the ones that have been running the show, man.
Yep.
Presidents just are the front man.
They
for
come
whatever.
And go.
Yeah.
These people don't.
And we have a minute for Eric.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
Couple of things. One, did the letter from the Michigan governor say anything about the flooding? Or she just want to lock the state down? Because she's got a huge flooding catastrophe to be concerned about.
Hadn't heard that.
That I couldn't tell you. That I could pull it up and...
Yeah, they're, Michigan has lost basically a whole town because of a dam break.
Yeah.
And
I don't think this is... Hang on a second. Because David Blackman, here's the letter. Now, I don't know if I can... Hang on. Let me do my thing here. Because I want to look at the letter. I've got it. I just have to enlarge it a little bit so I can see it. All right, let's see what Frau... here we go. Thank you for authorizing the use of Michigan National Guard until June 24th. Our state's been made great strides in responding to the COVID-19 pandemic, but we have much more work to respond to and recover in this crisis to sustain the economic reopening of the state and to mitigate the risk. Now, this is all about COVID-19. You got nothing in there about floods.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. I mean, but that's Gretchen.
Shouldn't you be more concerned about the people who've lost everything?
Yeah. If she had a heart, she would.
Yeah, we can probably count that out.
Uh-huh.
The thing about Sessions is he had his chance.
Yep. Yes,
he's been
did.
A politician long enough.
Yep.
Why is he fighting so hard to get back in and everybody else is fighting so hard to keep Tommy out?
He has been...
Good question.
Again, what have I said all along? I don't know who's got his ear, but they have advised
right.
him poorly.
Yeah, he's being controlled.
Through the whole process.
Absolutely.
Eric, good stuff. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
There's my old buddy Byron York on Fox.
Love thinkers.
Great. He is. Byron York has got a great brain and a great sense of humor. I know because he was my boss on the 5:30 News.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he let me do things on the news that you'll never see again. Trust me.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
One last word, something you may want to schedule into your Friday or early Saturday morning from 9 to noon is a visit to Infusion. There was an article. I have saved it. I can't pull it up right now. But basically the gist of the article is, why are we all so tired? And the factors are a combination of these stresses, these, as Connie mentioned, these new norms, which are not going to be new norms. It's very, very stressful. Life has become uncertain in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
That wears you out, just living with it. If you want that nice, healthy recharge, visit Infusion and get yourself a vitamin IV, one you can actually tweak to accomplish specific goals like helping with weight loss, with skin tone, IVs that, if you're sluggish and you need an energy boost, this is all natural and all of it goes into your system. With pills, your digestive system does not absorb everything that
you
take.
It goes out with your urine.
Yeah. This goes straight in and provides immediate benefits. All of their treatments at Infusion do. Cryotherapy, it's 3 minutes in the tank, you're feeling enervated, recharged, and helps make the pain go away because it forces your circulatory system to work very hard and get your blood to places it needs to go so you can accelerate the healing process. Juve Light Therapy, 15 comfortable minutes getting nice and toasty. But the benefits of the red light therapy are ongoing. Even though you don't feel it, it's happening. You got a great chiropractor named Dr. Terry Gross who does a phenomenal job with acupuncture. That has helped me. It's all there for the reading at infusioncryoandlaser.com. Infusioncryoandlaser.com, right across from Baptist East on Winton Blend Boulevard on the east side of Taylor Road, third building on your right. Consult with Ryan Turner or Lori or any of the great staff there on what service might be of best benefit to you at Infusion Cryo and Laser, infusioncryoandlaser.com.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We've got a new accident, corner of Taylor Road and Vaughn Road, a minor accident. Watch out for emergency vehicles working that one. Hopefully they'll get that out of that intersection fairly soon. If you're keeping count, that's our 30th accident this week so far. Mornings and afternoons during drive time. We are most congested Fairview Avenue, also Norman Bridge Road out to the East South Boulevard, West South Boulevard on both sides of I-65 and 231 to Wetumpka. A lot of traffic there. We're seeing a backup and congestion at Redland Road intersection and also at the Wetumpka Highway Northeast Boulevard intersection. I-65 at 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Get your new Toyota at Reinhardt Toyota with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Visit their showroom, shop online, or they'll bring the vehicle to you. Reinhardt Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. We have taken a brief break during the pandemic, but we'll soon have a new real estate class starting on Thursday nights. If you have ever considered starting your own business or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Text us to receive up to 5 marketing texts sent via automated technology to your number. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Membership automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Hi, you ever heard of Beachbody On Demand? Hold on a second. Here is your free membership. I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I just sent a free membership to another customer. And I'm giving away 10,000 free memberships a week to anyone who texts me right now to try our new Beachbody On Demand fitness and nutrition app. Just text the word JOIN to 303030 to get instant access to all $8,000 of our best-selling fitness programs, like 21 Day Fix, Insanity, P90X, T25, and Pio. These programs really work, and this is your one chance to try them for free. Just text the word JOIN to 303030. That's J-O-I-N to 303030 right now, and I'll send you your own free membership.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Don't forget Clearing the Air with Terry Adams, Saturdays 6 to 10 here on News Talk 93.1 FM. And you're staying?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Everybody meeting me and Rosie. I will be back tomorrow morning with the
adorable
Rich Thomas and Jay Scott. Jay freaks yourself. You have a great night. And thanks for touching us up.
Adios.